And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 8th of February, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet Elizabeth Bishop, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, 1911. Went to Vassar, wrote poetry there, and from her mentor, the poet Marianne Moore, she learned that she could write poems that were not about big ideas like love or death, but just about looking at objects. It's the birthday of John Grisham, born Jonesboro, Arkansas, 1955. He was a successful lawyer. He set out to write a novel about one of his court cases. It was called A Time to Kill. It came out in 1989, did not do well. John Grisham then read an article in Writer's Digest magazine about the rules of suspense, and he used that formula to write a thriller about a law student who realizes the firm that he works for is connected to the mafia. And that was The Firm, a huge bestseller in 1991. It's the birthday of Jules Verne, born in Nantes, France, 1828, author of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Around the World in 80 Days, A Journey to the Center of the Earth. Kate Chopin, born in St. Louis, 1850, on this day. She came from a successful family. She was a young socialite, a Southern belle. She got married, had six children. She was a devoted wife and mother. But then her husband died, and then her mother died, and Kate Chopin was depressed. Her doctor encouraged her to write because she was a good letter writer. And so over a period of about 15 years, Kate Chopin wrote almost 100 short stories and two novels, At Fault and The Awakening, in 1899. It was The Awakening that caused a controversy at the time, the story of a woman who gives up being a wife and mother, has an affair, and walks into the sea, perhaps a suicide. It was heavily censored and criticized at the time, now considered an important work by an early feminist author, The Awakening. And it's the birthday of Neil Cassady, born in Salt Lake City, 1926. A con man in and out of jail, came to New York City, met Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg, who idolized him. To them, Neil Cassady embodied everything that they embraced in theory. Neil Cassady was the inspiration for the character Dean Moriarty, the hero of Jack Kerouac's On the Road. Allen Ginsberg wrote about him, and Neil Cassady appears in The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test by Tom Wolfe as a friend of Ken Kesey's. Here's a poem for today by Dorianne Lowe entitled On the Back Porch. The cat calls for her dinner. On the porch I bend and pour brown soy stars into her bowl, stroke her dark fur. It's not quite night, pinpricks of light in the eastern sky. Above my neighbor's roof, a transparent moon, a pink rag of cloud. Inside my house are those who love me. My daughter dusts biscuit dough, and there's a man who will lift my hair in his hands, brush it until it throws sparks. Everything is just as I've left it. Dinner simmers on the stove. Glass bowls wait to be filled with gold broth, sprigs of parsley on the cutting board. I want to smell this rich soup, the air around me going dark as stars press their simple shapes into the sky. I want to stay on the back porch while the world tilts towards sleep until what I love misses me and calls me in. A poem by Dorianne Lowe, On the Back Porch, from her collection Awake, published by Eastern Washington University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.